This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC. Export Barbados.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Export Passport Radio Show. Today, we continue our conversation with my manager at Export Barbados, Mrs. Paula Bourne, manager of the Exports Global Logistics and Corporate Communications team. We continue our conversation reviewing the recent trade mission by a Barbados contingent to Trinidad.
The final element of the visit consisted of visits to retail stores and wholesale clubs and establishments, and this was intended for the visiting companies to understand how their products are placed. So looking at the placement of products in those particular establishments that we visited, and we looked at different types of establishments so that they got a sense for how the product could be positioned in varying types of establishments. We also had the opportunity for them to view the competitors' pricing and to get a general sense of pricing within Trinidad and Tobago in the retail establishments. So overall, there were 37 business-to-business meetings arranged for the 8 companies that participated. And I would say that in the upcoming sessions, they will have an opportunity to speak about the impact that had on their experience in the market.
Well, that sounds like it was a very exciting trip. The opportunity to not only exhibit products, but also engage in B2B meetings, I'm sure was very fruitful and productive for those businesses that participated. So can you tell us what the major outcomes were from the trip?
Yes, the trip was quite interesting, and there were quite a few successes for the participating businesses. Each business was able to have at least 4 to 5 direct distributor meetings, and they also met with several interested parties at the trade show, and those would have been impromptu meetings. And as I recall, at least one of them was able to get orders as well before they left Trinidad. But I'll let them speak directly about the benefits in some upcoming sessions. We'll have about 3 or 4 of the participating businesses on air to speak directly to the public about the benefits that they derive from attending the TIC trade show in Trinidad as well as the mission. So we look forward to engaging them.
Thank you, Paula. Tahir and I certainly do look forward to engaging the businesses that would have participated in this trip directly. But finally, before we wrap, what are the next steps that we can expect leading from this engagement with Trinidad?
So we don't leave our businesses hanging. Our next steps will be to continue to work with them. We have a team of business development officers that will engage directly with them regarding follow-up in the market, and the consultant that I would have mentioned before will provide aftercare to ensure that samples are provided to distributors, to get feedback from distributors and buyers, and to feed that information to the client. The client may need additional market information. They may need to find out about specific market requirements, whether products need to be tested and what is required for the testing. Certain packaging standards may be necessary for them to have, and there may be other requirements that come up. Each market is unique, and so the consultant will be able to provide that link between the participating businesses that have found leads and wish to turn those leads into opportunities to export in the market. We continue to work with these clients, and we continue to provide opportunities, not just for those that attended TIC in Trinidad, but through all of our programming, our export development programming, as well as our promotional activities, we will facilitate as many clients who are ready for the export opportunity.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Paula. Thank you for joining us, and I wish the businesses involved in this engagement with Trinidad much success in their export efforts, not only to that market, but all other markets that they pursue.
And Dario, I just wish to say thanks so much for having me on the show, on the program. It's been a real pleasure, and we look forward to being able to come back and feedback about other opportunities as they arise, as we continue to promote Barbados externally and to facilitate exporters and expose them to new market opportunities.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Export Passport Radio Show. If you heard anything that you're interested in receiving more information about, feel free to contact us at 427-5350 and follow us on social media at Export Barbados BIDC on all platforms. Thank you. Agent Enterprises all across the world. Agent
Enterprises all across the world. This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.